Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Jessica Flandro. The Mississippi is known across the nation as a force to be reckoned with, but who controls the mighty river? Mark Twain once wrote that taming the mighty Mississippi was a futile endeavor, a statement that rings both true and false more than a century later. Since the late 1800s, the Army Corps of Engineers has sought to control the river by building levees, installing wing dams, and other river control structures in order to confine the Mississippi to a designated channel. Many levees have stood against devastating floods, but others have been breached. As floods seem to come with greater intensity and frequency, some question which is really in control. 31 states and 41% of the continental United States drain into the Mississippi River, which according to Time magazine in 2011, was once free to ramble across its floodplain every spring, nourishing wetlands and recharging aquifers before drifting back into its channel. In 1873, the river was nearly a mile wide at St. Louis, but straitjacketing of the river has forced it into a straighter and narrower channel, causing the river to rise. In the past, floodplains consisted of prairies and wetlands, which helped reduce runoff and ease seasonal floods. However, conversion of floodplains into farmland or cities means that there is more to lose if the levees protecting floodplain development are breached. Control structures have made navigation possible, which has benefited trade and commerce for decades. Engineering feats have given the Corps of Engineers some control over the river, but Hurricane Katrina and other recent floods have demonstrated that the semblance of control may be limited or temporary, and that ultimately nature will have its way. The same levees that enable navigation and protect developed floodplains upstream also make New Orleans and southern cities more vulnerable. Levees increase the volume and speed of water and reduce the delivery of sediment to the delta, which results in the disappearance of coastal wetlands, New Orleans' natural protection from coastal storms. The Corps now supports non-structural efforts to reduce storm damage by restoring wetlands and buying out floodplain properties. It has learned that nature is powerful and must be given some sway. So, after a century of engineering, who really controls the river? Mark Twain once wrote, "The Mississippi River will always have its own way." A lesson that agencies and stakeholders on the river are learning as they devise new ways to live with the river rather than control it.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.